Nourishing Traditions, a comprehensive summary of key concepts. Chapter 1. What's Nourishing Traditions? Nourishing Traditions is a cookbook and nutritional philosophy book written by Sally Fallon Morrell, published in 1999. It is part of the Weston A. Price Foundation's advocacy for traditional diets based on the work of Dr. Weston A. Price, a dentist and nutrition researcher who studied the diets of various cultures around the world in the early 20th century. The book emphasizes the importance of whole, unprocessed foods, traditional food preparation methods, and the benefits of consuming foods that are nutrient-dense. Key themes and principles from Nourishing Traditions include 1. Real foods. The book promotes eating whole foods like organic vegetables, grass-fed meats, raw dairy, fermented foods, and healthy fats while avoiding processed and refined foods. 2. Fermentation. Fallon advocates for the consumption of fermented foods, such as yogurt, sauerkraut, and sourdough bread, to enhance digestion and improve gut health. 3. Animal fats. The book defends the use of healthy animal fats, such as butter, coconut oil, and animal lard, as essential to a balanced diet, contrary to mainstream dietary guidelines that often promote low-fat diets. 4. Nutrient density. It emphasizes eating nutrient-dense foods to ensure adequate intake of vitamins and minerals important for overall health. 5. Cooking methods. Traditional cooking methods, such as soaking grains and legumes, are recommended to improve nutrient absorption and reduce anti-nutrients in foods. 6. Cultural wisdom. The book advocates learning from traditional diets of various cultures that have thrived on whole foods and passed down their culinary practices through generations. Overall, Nourishing Traditions serves both as a cookbook with a variety of traditional recipes and a guide to understanding the nutritional philosophy grounded in ancestral wisdom. It has garnered a following among those interested in holistic health, traditional diets, and natural food preparation. Chapter 2: The Background of Nourishing Traditions. Nourishing Traditions, the cookbook that challenges politically correct nutrition and the diet dictocrats, written by Sally Fallon Morrell and published in 1999, emerges from a broader cultural and social context that reflects a growing awareness and critique of modern dietary practices, as well as a renewed interest in traditional food preparation methods based on whole, natural ingredients. Historical context. 1. Health trends in the late 20th century. The late 20th century witnessed a shift towards processed foods, low-fat diets, and convenience eating, often at the expense of traditional cooking and dietary practices. The popularity of the food pyramid in the 1970s and 80s emphasized low-fat, high-carbohydrate diets, which many health enthusiasts began to question as they observed rising rates of obesity and lifestyle-related diseases. 2. Return to tradition. There was a burgeoning movement advocating for a return to traditional, nutrient-dense foods, especially within the realms of holistic health and natural living. This time period saw a counterculture rise in organic farming, biodynamic agriculture, and local food movements. 3. The Weston A. Price Foundation. Fallon Morrell's work is significantly influenced by the research of Dr. Weston A. Price, a dentist and nutrition researcher who traveled the world in the 1930s studying the diets of various cultures. He advocated for the benefits of traditional diets rich in whole, unprocessed foods, fats from animal sources, and fermented products. In 1999, following Price's principles, the Weston A. Price Foundation was founded to promote these dietary philosophies. Author's original intention. 1. Nutritional advocacy. Sally Fallon Morrell aimed to challenge the widely accepted nutritional guidelines of her time that often demonized fats and promoted processed grains. By highlighting the nutritional benefits of whole foods, traditional fats, and fermented items, she sought to educate people on healthier dietary choices. 2. Empowerment through knowledge. The book serves as both a cookbook and a manifesto, encouraging readers to embrace the practices of their ancestors. It emphasizes the importance of understanding the preparation and sourcing of foods, thereby empowering families to take control of their health through diet. 3. Critique of modern agriculture. Fallon Morrell critiques the industrial food system, advocating for local, sustainable farming practices and the consumption of organic and pasture-raised animal products. Her intention extends beyond just cooking. It encompasses a broader philosophy of lifestyle choices that respect the environment and promote holistic health. 4. Community and family. Central to the book is the idea of family and community nourishment. Fallon Morell emphasizes the role of traditional cooking in strengthening family bonds and supporting community well-being, promoting an ethos of sharing and connecting through food. Reception and impact. Nourishing traditions received mixed reactions. While it gained a dedicated following among those interested in traditional diets and holistic health, it also faced criticism from mainstream nutritionists who sometimes viewed its recommendations as contrary to established dietary guidelines. Nonetheless, the book helped catalyze interest in the real food movement and inspired many to explore cooking methods reminiscent of earlier generations. In summary, Nourishing Traditions is not just a cookbook but a reflection of a larger movement advocating for the reassessment of modern dietary norms. Fallon Morell's work continues to resonate with those seeking a more nourishing and conscious approach to food. Chapter 3 quotes of Nourishing Traditions. Nourishing Traditions quotes as follows. Here are 10 noteworthy quotes from Nourishing Traditions by Sally Fallon Morell, a book that emphasizes traditional food preparation methods and the importance of nutrient-dense diets. 1. We cannot be healthy without a healthy gut, and a healthy gut requires that we eat foods that our ancestors prepared for generations. 2. Traditional diets are not just about what you eat. They also involve how the food is prepared and the spiritual connection to the food we consume. 3. Good nutrition is the backbone to good health, and eating whole, unprocessed foods is essential to achieving this. 4. The foundation of good health is built upon the principles of nourishing fats, high-quality proteins, and fresh fruits and vegetables. 5. Fermentation not only preserves food, but also enhances its nutritional value, making vital nutrients more bioavailable. 6. We need to remember that food is supposed to be a healing and nourishing experience, not just a means to fill our stomachs. 7. Food should be viewed as a source of joy and nourishment, a way to connect with friends and family, not just a commercial transaction. 8. Animal fats are essential for our health, providing nourishment for our brain and supporting hormone production. 9. The process of soaking, sprouting, and fermenting grains unlocks their full nutrient potential, making them safer and more digestible. 10. Embracing traditional dietary wisdom means recognizing the value of time-honored practices and the wisdom of our ancestors in food preparation. These quotes encapsulate the spirit of the book's focus on the importance of traditional dietary practices and the benefits they bring to health. Read Nourishing Traditions summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/book/nourishing-traditions. By Nourishing Traditions at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=nourishing+traditions. By Nourishing Traditions at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=nourishing-traditions and languages=n. Search Nourishing Traditions at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=nourishing-traditions and offset=1.